Today, of course, we honor the Virgin Mary under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Monday, the feast of the Immaculate Conception was transferred to December 9th, but otherwise that would be the feast of St. Juan Diego, the poor Indian peasant who experienced the apparitions of Our Lady. And we all know how the story goes. Our Lady appeared to this poor native man, Juan Diego, who is now St. Juan Diego. It's kind of funny if you read the account of how all this happened, how Juan Diego, of course, quite didn't understand from the beginning that this was Mary that was appearing, and he tried to go different routes around the mountain so he could avoid her, but she always showed up wherever he went. And this one day, of course, he was in a particular hurry because his uncle was dying and he was going to fetch the priest. But anyway, Our Lady asked through Juan Diego that a shrine church be built on the spot where she had appeared. And as part of the proof needed to convince the skeptical bishop of the place, Our Lady somehow engraved her image on Juan Diego's tilma, or his poncho, as we see the image there in the framed picture. And it's just so fascinating how experts have never been able to figure out exactly how this image of Mary is imprinted on the material. It's not painted on, it's not stitched, it's just beyond explanation, at least so far. And recently, with the help of microscopes and other technology, scientists have discovered even more fascinating things about the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. For instance, you know, when we look at someone or something, the image of what we are looking at appears on the outside of the pupil of our eyes. It's like a reflection. And in the miraculous image, one can see in Mary's eye on the cloth the actual reflection of the other people that were in the room that day of the miracle. Juan Diego, the bishop, his assistant. It is just fascinating. It's completely impossible to explain. But as Our Lady says in the Gospel, with God, nothing is impossible. Mary, under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe, has become the patroness of the pro-life, respect life movement. The image of Our Lady Guadalupe is about the only image we have of Mary with child. She is pregnant in this image. She's wearing a dark belt or sash worn by the native Aztec women at the time to indicate that they are with child. And so be careful. At least on television, in the media, we are sometimes horrified, though, to see how women and mothers are treated, at least on ABC television. There was an ABC television show between 97 and 2004, was on for 8 seasons. It was called The Practice. And The Practice is one of these TV shows that is about attorneys. And in one episode, the program was aired before 2004. It was actually ahead of its time because the theme had to do with, now they're currently in the news, the government's thinking that they can redefine marriage, that we can just redefine marriage to mean whatever it wants. But in one of these episodes, one of the lawyer's mothers decides that she wants to redefine marriage. She wants to live a so-called alternative lifestyle. And she wants her attorney son to go to the court and help her get a marriage license so that she can marry her so-called partner. And what a horrible theme that is about motherhood. Well, there was this guy who is actually a coach in Texas, in Childress, Texas, and his name is Jim Nugent. And he's not a Catholic, but he's a good, solid Christian. And he wrote to ABC Television an email. And he accused the network of being obsessed with this particular subject. And in his letter, he quoted several scripture passages to demonstrate that he feels the Bible condemns this kind of conduct and this kind of trying to redefine marriage. And then he goes on to say he's no longer going to watch the network. Now, here is the exact wording of the response that Mr. Nugent got. This is from the webmaster for ABC's television website. "Dear Mr. Nugent, how about getting your nose out of the Bible, which is only a book of stories compiled by many different writers hundreds of years ago, and read the Declaration of Independence, which is what our nation is built on, where it says all men are created equal, and try treating them that way for a change. Or better yet, try thinking for yourself and stop using an archaic book of stories as your lame crutch for your existence. You are in a minority in this country, and your boycott will not affect us or our freedom of statement." So much for the Word of God in Scripture. What a culture, what a world we live in, and what portrayals of the sacredness of marriage and motherhood, family and children. This picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe is unique. She's seen as the mother of the child Jesus. His pregnant mother wears the sash of the Aztec women, indicating they're pregnant. Be careful. Don't run into me. Don't let me fall. If the attitude of the webmaster at ABC Television is typical of our times, and it is, that's enough to scare us to death. This person calls the Word of God an archaic book of stories, a lame crutch. And so what a world in which we live. Our world has nearly lost its mind. And be careful, motherhood, fatherhood, marriage, children are being pushed around, pushed aside, and attacked. And so no wonder we pray to Our Lady from a valley of tears, a valley of tears and darkness. But Mary is our hope, and Mother dear, pray for us.